You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're live on weekday mornings. We rebroadcast on weekday evenings. We're heard on radio stations serving Oregon and California. And we're found online streaming at jeffexchange.org, ijpr.org, and through the JPR app. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2020. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. In this hour, Oregon honors softball champions and underground history on Vanport. The softball champions are from Southern Oregon University, and the legislature just got around to congratulating them, sort of. You'll hear from the team soon. Later on, you'll hear from Vanport Mosaic. This month, our underground history segment focuses on Vanport, the 20th century city wiped away by a flood, and the people who preserve its history. You're more than welcome to join these conversations by phone, by email. We'll talk about how in just a moment. First, we'll get a weather forecast. Not a lot of change. Here's our student assistant, Randy Babbitt. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and good morning. For the Southern Oregon Cascades and Siskiyous today, it's sunny with a high near 58, and tonight clear with a low around 25. In Yreka today, it's sunny with a high near 68, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 34. In Weed and Mount Shasta today, there's sun with a high near 64, and tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 34. For Redding and Red Bluff today, it's sunny with a high near 79, and tonight expected to be mostly clear with a low around 46. For the Klamath Basin today, it's sunny with a high near 64, and tonight clear with a low around 31. On the Southern Oregon coast today, there's patchy morning fog, otherwise it's sunny with a high near 61. And tonight, expect patchy late night fog and increasing clouds with a low around 40. On the Northern California coast today, it's cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 53. And tonight, expected to be mostly cloudy with a low around 44. For Roseburg and the Umpqua Basin today, there's patchy morning fog, otherwise it's partly sunny with a high near 64. And tonight, expect patchy late-night fog, increasing clouds with a low around 37. In Grants Pass, Medford, and Ashland today, there's sun with a high near 70. And tonight, it'll be clear with low around 37. For Eugene and Springfield today, it's mostly sunny with a high near 57. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 38.
Thank you, Randy. And holy cats, I just looked down to the Eugene Springfield forecast for Friday and saw afternoon rain likely. Chance of afternoon rain in Roseburg, some rain possible on the coast as well. So we're actually seeing forecasts anyway that talk about rain. But again, I've gotten into a real, I'll believe it when I see it kind of mode, because it's been so long, 2 weeks really here at the end of February, where we've had just about nothing happen precipitation-wise, and it's starting to show up in snowpack figures and in drought forecasts. I think I'm probably the first person to say drought this year, but I'm sure I won't be the last. Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange. We always appreciate when you're here with us, and we invite you to join our conversations here on the program. Our phone number is 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. There's very little going on in the legislative chambers at the Oregon Capitol this week. Republicans walked off the job earlier this week to stop action on a cap-and-trade climate bill, but the walk-off stalls other legislation too, including a Senate resolution congratulating the Southern Oregon University Raiders on winning the national championship in softball last spring. The resolution passed the Senate and stopped dead in the House. It's okay. SOU has the trophy, and we have several members of the team with us. Mike Maben is the interim head coach. He replaced Jessica Pistol, who took a new job at the University of San Diego about a month after last season ended. Mike, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Harley Donovan is one of the assistant coaches for the SOU softball team. Harley, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And we have two guests from the team, of which 8 of 9 starters are back this year. Gabby Sandoval is the national award-winning pitcher. Welcome, Gabby.
Thank you.
And Paige Leeper is the shortstop of the team. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
So is it a blessing or a curse to follow a national champion as a coach?
I think most people tell you just don't do it. It's not real smart. But this group is such a great senior-laden team, just a lot of leadership. It was kind of natural to be able to step in from last year and be a part of what they're doing and be a part of their senior season.
Mm-hmm. So how do you guys, Gabby Sandoval, having been through a championship once already, it's like, woohoo, reach the top of your game. But now how do you motivate yourself for the season after the season you win?
I think for me it's more just playing for my teammates, because there's – teammates on my team that haven't won a national championship that want to win a national championship. So I think just putting it out all on the field for them is really what motivates me the most.
So you were saying, guys, when you came in that only 3 people graduated from last year. So you guys are both seniors, Paige Leeper, mm-hmm. you too. So how do you motivate yourself coming into this year as well?
It's kind of a capitalization a little bit. Like, we might have
done what we've always wanted to do. Like, even as little girls, we wanted to win a national championship, but it's that extra that we get the chance to, like, have a victory lap, per se, and just do even more that we did last year. Like, even if we won, they might have been stones unturned. So just making sure that we're, like Gabby said, leaving it all on the field for the next however many weeks we have left to play together.
Which is, well, let's see, if it was the end, middle third week of May last year, you got about 2 months, so 3 months left in front of you here.
Yeah.
But you've been playing games since when now?
The beginning of February, the first weekend of February.
And how's the team doing so far, Coach? Harley?
Really well. Mm-hmm. I'd say we're just kind of coming together. We haven't reached our maximum potential yet, which is exciting. And we're just finding ourselves as a new team, really developing ourselves in this year and leaving last year behind us.
Last time I checked the record, it was, what, 15 wins and 3 losses, something like that?
Yeah, 15 and 3.
Okay, so that's where you are right now?
Yes.
That's not a bad place to start a season.
No, we've been off to a good start. We've got a lot of growing to do and learning from kind of just little opportunities that we've had on the field to grow. And this group's working extremely hard. So motivation is not a problem with this group.
So talk about the celebrations for last year's victory. And, I mean, there was a short parade around campus in Ashland. What other kinds of recognition at the time, Gabby Sandoval?
Remember.
It's all a blur now, right?
I just remember getting back from the airport and just having people like there with signs or like signs on my car when I got back. I just thought like the community was really like special when we got back, and it was just like I didn't realize how like much of an impact we made on the school, let alone Ashland. But it was really cool coming back from Missouri and seeing all that support we had from everybody.
Now, this is the first women's team in any sport, is that right, to win a national championship?
Yeah.
Paige Reaper?
Yes.
How does that feel?
It's exciting. It kind of feels like we lit a fire in some of, not even the women's sports, but just other sports in general on campus. I remember coming back and we would run into other athletes and they'd be like, we're going to do it next. Like, now that it's been done and you guys just did it, like, we're ready to do it too. So it's kind of exciting just to see that firelight in other athletes and just know that no matter where we're at, like Southern Oregon University and little Ashland, Oregon, like, you could still do big things.
Did you? I know I brought a copy of the resolution from the Senate in here for you guys to take a gander at. How does it feel to have the state Senate honor you, Gabby Sandoval?
Feels pretty special, but like I don't know.
At the same time, it's like it's exciting for the state to honor us, but I don't know. That feels really big. Like, it kind of puts it, I guess, a little bit more into perspective just how large the thing that we might accomplish was.
Yeah, so they're talking about you at the state capitol.
Yeah, kind of big.
Is it a mixed blessing, though, to have it halfway home and then have the legislature sort of break up?
Yeah, now it's like, well, is it going to happen? Are we, is it going to do it? We don't know.
It's a little embarrassing. You're in here this week because of the resolution. And, of course, we didn't get a chance to talk to you last spring because of our own schedules. And we kind of missed the opportunity to get you in here. But this is not something I imagine that fades very fast, Gabby Sandoval. Does the feeling, you wake up every morning and go, oh, wow, I'm national champion in softball?
Yeah, for sure. And the first, when we got back, yeah. But now I feel like I have to, like, go back and look at videos and, like, just relive it kind of. But I think leaving last year behind is really what's going to be key for us this year. So I'm trying to do that the best I can.
That's how to succeed this year, is to leave last year behind. Well, Gabby Sandoval, pitcher from the Southern Oregon University Raiders softball team, Paige Leeper, shortstop, Harley Donovan, assistant coach, Mike Maben, interim head coach. You can join the conversation here in the exchange. Questions, comments for our guests, welcome by phone at 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let's get into the details of the win, because this was quite an odyssey. I mean, how hard is it just physically to get from Southern Oregon to Springfield, Missouri, the site of the NAIA World Series? Mike Maben, what was that like just trying to logistically pull off the travel plans?
I'm glad I didn't have to. That's how it was. If you've been able to hear or talk to any of these ball players, they go through some pretty rigorous stuff. We prepare ourselves both mentally and physically with a ruck hike at the beginning of the year, and then really push through a lot of, matter of fact, this morning they were working out before they came over here. So as far as just the preparation that they put in physically to their bodies and mentally, just thinking about not only the game, but how to take care of themselves and do all the schoolwork and classwork that they need to do to stay on top of that and be successful in the classroom. I think getting thrown the travel and then the weather issues that we had, it just didn't seem to faze him. And if you were able to see anything on the ESPN 3 feed, you saw a team that was high energy, really goofy, to be honest with you, just doing a ton of fun stuff, laughing, giggling, having a great time in the dugout. And that's how they spent their whole afternoon, was just enjoying the moments that they had left together, being able to even this year think about, you know, playing together for as long as possible. They maximized every opportunity they had last year to be together. So, yeah, the travel was strenuous. It was difficult, but you didn't see it on their faces. You didn't see it in their bodies. They were ready.
So that's a lot farther than you usually tend to travel for a softball. I mean, you tend to stay in the West and Northwest, right?
Actually, I'd say it's actually nice to get on a plane instead of on a bus for 12-13 hours. It was actually a kind of I don't know, that layovers were tough, but for the most part, for the last month, we've been on the bus at least half the month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
traveling down to LA, down to Rockland, Redding. Now we're going to next weekend be in Providence, Great Falls, Montana, so 15-hour bus ride
in March.
That's
not the best weather, I'm thinking.
We're kind of hoping it's really bad, and then maybe go halfway in between.
So Paige Leeper, what you're still college students too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still have a full slate of courses, I presume.
Yep.
So how do you keep up your schedules when you are working out in the morning, working out in the afternoon, or maybe playing a game in the afternoon, and you're riding buses?
Yeah. Kind of what Coach Maben said is just maximizing the time that we have. So if we're on the bus, we're allowed to nap and do whatever, but as soon as we're awake and functioning, we're on the bus doing homework. We have slated study hall hours and we're in the hotel. If we get a day off, we are all just at our houses or in the library catching up on homework. And our professors are really good at working with us and they understand our schedules. So if we have to take a test on the road, our coaches can proctor them, or we really just utilize any extra minutes in the day, and that's when we're doing our schoolwork.
You guys are very efficient with your time.
Very efficient.
Like.
Yeah.
So Mike Maben, how does this, I mean, it sounds like it's probably a little easier to do the studies and keep up with things like handing in papers, for example, since that's all done electronically now than it was years ago when you had to print it up and send it to your, drop it off at your professor's office and stuff like that.
Yeah, we still get a few pieces of paper we got to print off and have ready for them. Harley's done a good job of making sure that they're on top of their grades and their testing and when we're on the road. So I think the communication is just a lot better because they can communicate with their professors through email very, very quickly, or the websites that they're using, whether they're using a Moodle site or whatever they're using. It's pretty efficient that way. That 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't have had that opportunity. You'd had to do everything in class, in person, go into their office hours and meet with them.
Let's come back again to winning the national championship in Springfield, Missouri last year. You really cruised at first. You had, straight wins against three other schools?
Mm-hmm.
Gabby
yeah.
Sandoval?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Then we got into the last game, and we had already played Oklahoma City. So
you beat them once already. Yeah
mm-hmm. We'd already beat them, and then that first game was – I don't know how to explain it. It was kind of rough, but...
So yeah, they beat you.
They did.
And so they
yeah.
were coming out of the loser's bracket. So now you had a loss, they had a loss. So now it was time for you guys to face each other again for one final championship game. Since you'd beat them already, was there some difficulty in getting up for trying to beat them in that first of the two final games?
No, I wouldn't say difficulty. I think a little bit of hesitancy, I would say, just kind of knowing that I've already thrown to their hitters, they've already seen me.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of that kind of little piece in my head, not really like fear or anything, but just a little bit, like I was hesitant.
But you got to mix it up a little bit. You got to make it
sure.
different for them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's like batting practice.
Yeah.
So you lost the morning game, had to play a rematch, a final in the same day. Mm-hmm. And so you're basically facing the same team same day. They've beaten you once already. What kind of a mindset does that bring on?
It kind of lit a fire in me. Like, I remember that Coach Pistole came up to me and she was like, "Do you want it?" And I was like, "Yes." Like, I knew that I'd worked the whole season for that, and I wanted to be in that circle when we won. And just getting that opportunity, I knew I had to be a little bit sharper against this team. They were a good hitting team, so I was really thankful I got that opportunity again to throw to them and eventually win.
So there it is, the final game, the rematch for the College World Series for NAIA women's softball. It started well. Tell us about the early part of the game, Paige.
We started off really, really strong. I think I remember the first inning, I think Gabby was like 3-up, 3-down or something, just like a really quick top half of the inning. And then we ended up getting a lot of hits in that bottom half of the inning, and I remember going up to bat, and that the first game that day, I struggled. I think I had probably two or three errors and super game, like a game that was not like me. And just by chance, I think a little bit that we talk a lot at practice about the game knowing, and the game knew how hard we had worked all season. And I don't know, I ended up hitting a grand slam in the bottom of that first inning, and we ended up going ahead by four runs with a lot of game left to play, but that good old rain delay that we had kind of stopped the momentum.
Well, let's get to the rain delay in a second. I just wanted to talk about the saddest sight I think I've seen in sports in a long time was Oklahoma City center fielder watching your ball go over the fence.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. That's never happened in my career. That's something that I think you only dream of. And
there
just
it was.
By chance,
in the national championship game, you hit a grand slam home run. Yeah. We're talking again with the Southern Oregon University Raiders, victorious in the national championship game in softball last spring. They're in this week because they're being honored by the Oregon State Legislature, or were before the legislature walked out. So we have the concurrent resolution approved by the Senate, but waiting for action in the House. We're talking to Paige Leeper and Gabby Sandoval from the team, Harley Donovan, the assistant coach, Mike Mabin, the interim head coach. So okay, now let's talk about the rain delay. So you were how far into the game?
Five innings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of a seven-inning game?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was – I think we kind of knew it was going to happen because, like, the beginning of that game, we just, like, saw the clouds coming, and we're like, we kind of got to, like, rush and start the game too. So I think we all kind of expected it, knowing, like, SOU softball, like, that was probably going to happen. But
because if anything can happen, it will?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think we made the best out of it, and, like, we, like, got to just – spend time together and be goofy and have fun.
So it sounds like did you have to work? Did Jessica Pistole, then the head coach, and the rest of you guys on the coaching staff, did you have to work to keep them up? It sounds like these guys have a pretty good team spirit.
No, just find something to eat.
Yeah.
That was it. Find something to eat. We were good. I think the biggest thing was just trying to figure out, you know, do you go back to the motel? Do you go eat something, come back to the field? Because you really weren't 100% sure how long that delay was going to be. And then they did finally give us a set time that, hey, this is when we're either going to continue the game or we're going to push to tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then you had all the flight issues with everybody trying to figure out, are we flying out? Are we canceling our flights? We had, I know my flight got canceled to make sure that we could stay there. So that was just kind of an interesting few hours in the middle there. But again, if you watch the camaraderie of this team, they just enjoyed the moment, enjoyed getting to spend a few extra hours together. And then when we got back to the dugout, they were having a blast. The only concern was two innings, do they have enough energy after this, all the games and everything else to finish? And they did. They were doing well.
Yeah, I see a big nod from you, Paige. Yeah. Yeah, you had plenty to go still.
Oh, yeah. I think we got back to the hotel and maybe took like a 10-15 minute nap. And then everybody was like in and out of each other's rooms. And then as soon as we were told like we were gonna get to go to the field, it was like it was Christmas. Like we were all so excited. We talk a lot about just like playing with each other to like the last possible minute. We got done playing that game at like 10 o'clock at night. Like we got to spend literally the last moments, like almost into a next day, getting to be together. And I think that was part of the excitement and the energy. And you would not have been able to tell that we had gotten up at like 6 a.m. that morning. It was like we were so full of energy. It was insane. I've never felt like that before.
Wow. Strategic napping. So the game resumed at 10 o'clock that night?
We resumed it like nine. Almost nine.
Nine, okay.
Yeah.
See it. Okay, so what shape was the field in?
Really good, actually.
Really?
We pulled a tarp on it quickly. Once it started raining, so...
So how as a coaching staff, handle that final set of innings? I mean, how make sure that their heads stay in the game because they feel like they're a good bit of the way there? It sounds like they're really happy and up and all that.
They were. I mean, obviously, you know, just checking in with Gabby, I'm sure I wasn't there for the conversation, but I'm sure Coach Bistol did that a number of times. That's probably the hardest part is your pitcher ready to get back out there? And after having thrown so many innings that day already, you know, how is she feeling? And how's her body feel? Is it telling her that she needs to not throw? And if she does, who do you go to that point?
If you had not felt like throwing, would you have said so, Gabby Sandoval?
Definitely not in that game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, major league pitchers, you probably noticed, 45-minute rain delay, they take the starter out. You know, can't possibly get back into rhythm for this game. So you came in as an iron person here.
Yeah, I just had to make sure I was warm, like, mm-hmm. before I got in there. And And coach made sure I was getting warm, but like while everyone was still like having their fun, I was out in the bullpen warming up.
Well, but, Gabby's got to work harder than everybody else. So are the last few outs just a blur, or do you remember all of it?
I feel like everything's a blur up until like that last out. And even after that, like I feel like it's all a blur. Like I look at it on the on my phone and I can't like physically remember how I was feeling. Like I just remember everyone just like coming around me, and obviously I was on the bottom. I was crushed, but it really is a blur. Like I wish I can just like bring it back, but like I can't. Like it's weird.
And how about for you, Paige Leap? Are you thinking hit the ball to me, or don't hit the ball to me?
I wanted the ball. I remember when that seventh inning started. I think every single person on that field wanted the ball, and I remember earlier in that day, me and Olivia Mackey, the right fielder, were talking, and it was daylight, and we were like, we've never really thought, like imagined winning a national championship when the sun's out. Like you want to do it under lights, and we ended up getting rain delayed, and we finished like under lights, dark. It's pitch black outside, and I think everything about that day was perfect for SCU softball.
Well, it certainly did turn out that way with the team walking off with a national championship trophy and being able to come back to Oregon and celebrate and now getting recognized by the state legislature. And where is the trophy? Where is that kept?
In the Lithia Motors Pavilion, I'm
okay.
Sure.
Do you guys get to walk by it every day?
We have personal trophies in our houses.
Yeah, we have many
personal ones.
Okay, good. So you get
to see them
keep
every
the
day.
Fresh. Good. Well, best of luck with this season continuing 15 wins and 3 losses that we figure out. Okay, so off to a good start already. Mike Maben is the interim head coach of the Southern Oregon University Raiders women's softball team. Harley Donovan, one of the assistant coaches. And, of course, Gabby Sandoval, the pitcher. Paige Leeper, the shortstop from the championship team, both graduating after this season. Best of luck for the rest of this season. Congratulations once again, and thanks for joining us on the Jefferson.
Thank you.
Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.